Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. You give us a call. We're going to work together so that your garden can catch up. We've had a tough start to the year. Cold. It's been raining. It's been cloudy. And the whole of the northeast part of the country is falling behind. But don't panic. Things always have a way of playing catch up. And if you're concerned that, you know, I'm going to be planting everything late, I just started planting my garden on Thursday and Friday. I did just about all of my plants are in. Today and tomorrow, I'm going to be putting in the seeds. Normally, my peas are up. I haven't even got them in the ground yet. That's how late it's been here. So don't panic. You still have time. Go to your local garden center. Get your seedlings. Get your seeds. And get them in the ground today. This is the season right now. Memorial Day weekend traditionally is a time where my dad and my grandfather would always stop to put in their plants. So you'll have to say to yourself, we're back to the olden days of gardening, starting on the holiday. So don't be concerned. Things will be okay. We have a new producer that's training with Don this morning. His name is Tom. So when you call, encourage him. He'll do a good job for you, and he'll get you set up just like Don does. So, Tom, who's up first this hour?
We got Linda from Maine asking about a white pine.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I found on one of my white pines a rather abnormal, scabby-looking lump on one of the branches, and I scraped it, and underneath there was this black bug. I squished it, and it was bright green. But anyways, I have a feeling that I did a good thing for my tree.
Now, it was underneath the bark?
Yeah.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do, just to be on the safe side, if you found one, there are probably others. And the best product to use to make sure that there's no more in that plant is a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, the reason I want you to use Tree and Shrub is it is a systemic. And that's a product that you mix with water. You pour it, like you can mix it right in a bucket. Just a bucket that you wash the car with. Mix it in there. You dump it around the base of the tree. The root system of the tree will pull it up and carry it to the top of the tree, and it will prevent insects from hurting that plant. Now, what's nice about this tree and shrub is that the tree will pull it all the way to the top, and it will go as high as 50 to 70 feet. It only takes a few weeks. So I would mix the product and get it on there right now, because there are other insects that are getting ready. And I have a blue spruce. And last year, the top of my blue spruce got hit with something called pine shoot tip moth. And it's a little butterfly that lays the eggs on the top of the tree on the leader. And it will also affect white pine. And with cloudy, cool, rainy days, this insect is more aggressive. It's more active because it has better results when you have a lot of cloudy days. The insect's life will even last longer. So get the tree and shrub on that white pine, because that insect could be more numerous than you are currently seeing, and it could misshape the tree. It could kill some of the branches. So rather than be safe than sorry, and also this tree and shrub, if you have a plant called Japanese Andromeda, and it has a bloom that looks like a lily of the valley, little tiny bells, and they're pretty much done blooming right now. But that particular plant, if you look at the foliage, it looks like there's little tiny either white or yellow dots on the growth that was made last year. And that's caused by an insect called a lace bug. Very common on all Japanese Andromedas. And if you have azaleas in the same garden or on your property, it will also attack azaleas. If you put the tree and shrub on it, it will stop them dead in their tracks. And if you have lilies, that little red oriental beetle is very active right now. Tree and shrub, 1 ounce to a gallon of water, and you pour about a quart for 3 to 5 lily plants. Let it run over the top of the plant, soak in the soil, and it will kill the Asiatic lily beetle. And it's bright orange, black head, black legs, and the underside of the insect is black. But it's eating holes in your lilies right now, and it will kill the plant. Now, right now, you're seeing mostly that orange beetle. It's laying eggs. So before you put the product on the plant, look at the underside of your leaves, because it's laying eggs, and they lay the eggs in rows on the underside of your lily leaves, and the eggs are bright yellow to orange in color, very, very visible. So if you see these rows of eggs on the leaf, pull the leaf off and destroy that leaf, because each insect can lay 50 or more eggs in rows on the underside of the leaf. The next stage looks like a black slug. When you grab it with your fingers to pull it off, your hands get all dirty. The reason is the Asiatic lily beetle uses camouflage to protect itself. So it eats, and what goes in one end comes out the other. But the insect will literally take its waste product, cover its body with it to mask and disguise itself from predators. And once you start to see these little clumps of waste product, that's the next cycle. And they are going to eat even faster. So don't mess around. Get the tree and shrub. Put it on your pine. Put it on your fir, on your spruce or fir trees for the tip moth, on your Japanese Andromeda for lace bug, and put it on your lilies to prevent the Asiatic lily beetle. Thank you. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next?
We've got Marsha from Maine calling about Asian beetles.
Marsha from Maine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Marsha. Marsha, you there?
Hello?
Hi, Marsha.
Hi, Paul. For the past few years, my flower garden has been having a big problem with what is supposedly an Asian beetle. They emerge at night, and they feed on the plant for about 3 weeks in July. And I hope that you can go over that topic on how to eradicate them.
Okay. What you need to do, Marcia, is you need to use a systemic product. And especially this year, we've had so much rain. We're getting a lot of fog. And I mean, I don't remember as many days during May where we have had fog. So that if you use a product that's either a liquid or a powder that you put on the foliage, and we continue to have a lot of rain, it's going to wash off the powder, and it's going to wash off the liquid coating that you've put on the plant. So a systemic is a product that you apply to the soil or onto the foliage or even both. It's absorbed into the plant, and it can rain all at once. It's not going to wash off. And the product that you want to get on your garden right now, Marcia, is Tree and Shrub. Now, it's sold by Bayer, who developed and patented this product. Bonide has a product called Tree and Shrub. And Ortho has Tree and Shrub. And Fertiloam. So the four major companies all have this
don't
product.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle, without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. I hope you're having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Make sure to visit the cemetery and honor our veterans this week. Get that flag up and have a great time with your family and relatives. If we can help you with your garden, the number here is 800-259-9231. And we've been talking about a lot of different things this morning. Don't be concerned that you're planting late. Everybody is in the same boat, and Mother Nature will settle down, and things will get caught up, and you'll have a great garden. But just be aware, it's cool, it's cloudy, it's wet. Keep an eye on your plant, and whatever you do, do not water your vegetable garden or your flowers at night. Do the watering in the morning, so that the plants have time to dry. If you water your garden after 5, 6 o'clock at night, and it's cloudy or cool, you're going to encourage disease on your plants. The state of New York has already begun to issue the possibility of blight on tomatoes and potatoes. So if you live in New England, we can't be far behind. If you had the problem 2 years ago, make sure that you treat your plants right now. Your local garden center, there's a product called Actinovate. Actinovate. It's a bacteria that will stop and prevent blight on tomatoes. But you got to get it on there now. Okay? Let's go to the phones. Tom, who's up next?
We've got Jean from New Hampshire calling. She has a question about daffodils.
Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. I have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is, when should I split my daffodils? And the second one is, I have hemlock trees, and the bottom branches are kind of dragging on the ground. And I was wondering if it's okay to cut those branches off.
Okay. On your hemlock tree, if it's going to make it easier for you to maintain the plant and for mowing and maybe even planting under them, you can cut some of the branches so that it's not on the ground. That's not a problem. As hemlocks mature, they will begin to lose the lower branches. It's just the nature of the beast. White pine, the same thing. Spruce, fir, and hemlock. As they get bigger and bigger and bigger, the energy is sent to the top of the plant and the tips of the branches. And usually with age, the lower branches will slowly die. So it's something that will eventually happen. But for maintenance purposes, if you want to prune them so that they weigh less and they're less likely to hit the ground, go ahead. Now, the one thing I want you to do, Gene, is this. If you have hemlock in your yard, while you're out pruning those plants, I want you to inspect the underside of the needles near the tips of the branches, because hemlock throughout all of the Northeast now, it used to be just Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine were immune because of the cold winter. Well, these bugs are getting stronger. There's an insect called a woolly adelgid, and it looks like cotton. And it's on the underside of the branches, on the underside of the needles, near the tips of the plant. If you see this, you have to treat the plant right then and there. Woolly adelgid will multiply very, very quickly, and they will kill Canadian hemlock. It's a really bad insect, and you cannot mess around with it. And you use tree and shrub to control the woolly adelgid. Okay? So if you, when you're pruning, if you see what looks to be cotton on the underside, don't mess with this, because this insect can kill a tree that's 75 feet tall in just a 3 to 4 year period. That's how fast he works. Your daffodils, tulips, cut off the dead flowers as they fade so that it doesn't use its energy to make seed. And then what I do is you need to allow the foliage to grow and make energy for next year. It takes 2 to 3 weeks. After that, I step on them and they will start to turn yellow and fade.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
If you drive for a living, You don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed. While the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. 9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together so that you have a great gardening season. And again, please, don't panic. I know everybody's late in planting. Mother Nature will make sure that things catch up. Okay? Now, I want to tell you this morning about mycorrhizae and how important mycorrhizae is to your soil. And I've asked Fran Addy from the Scotts Fertilizer Company to give you some information about mycorrhizae this morning. And he's on vacation, and he's going to join us to tell you about what the organic arm of Scotts called Whitney Farms is doing with mycorrhizae. Fran, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, gardeners.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. I know you're on a family vacation, and getting up early and everything else is really, really appreciated today.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of gardening and a big fan of yours, so I wouldn't miss it. I'm sitting here looking out over a little lake in Ohio. There aren't many lakes in Ohio, but it looks like we're finally going to get a beautiful day. Some of the boats are already starting out, so it's going to be a fun day. But I'd really rather be gardening for the next half hour, and then I could do the rest.
But exactly.
You said things have been a little late, and don't panic. Well, that's sort of the message that I wanted to talk about too. because when you get a late start, it's important to get the most out of your plants by starting them right and feeding them right. And one of those ways that you can start them right is, of course, with a plant food starter, but not just a plant food starter. At Whitney Farms, we have what is not a typical starter fertilizer. We call it a planting inoculant fertilizer. And that means we put in the amount of mycorrhizae in different strains that would be plentiful for your plants to make that association with the mycorrhizae and have healthy plants that do what I like to talk about is grow to their genetic potential. Now, that's quite a thought. If you're late in planting and things are a little slower, you certainly want to get the most out of your plant. But you don't want to push them too far with fertilizers and things that it might make them leggy or stretch and then not be the plant that you want in the middle of summer. So if you start them with a fertilizer and an inoculant with mycorrhizae, you're going to get the best of both worlds. You're going to get the plant growing the way nature intended it. And with Whitney Farms, we think we've come up with an excellent way of building that product and that inoculant so that you get the most out of your mycorrhizae and that it works all the time.
Well, I tell you, friend, I promote mycorrhizae as much as I can, and I've been promoting it for the last 3 years now since I saw what it had done to the plants that I put into my garden. I've never seen anything grow like that. Could you explain to our listeners in layman terms what mycorrhizae is and how it will make the plant work better?
All right. I'll take a shot at it. But because it's some technical material and biological talk, I'll try to keep it simple. But follow me on this because it is fascinating.
Okay.
95% of all the plants in the world have a symbiotic relationship. That means they help each other, roots and mycorrhizae. They have a symbiotic relationship with mycorrhizae. So that means they must need it. It must be part of their nature. And when you think of the forests, the great prairies, all of the places that man doesn't touch, they're growing without being fertilized, aren't they?
Right.
And so something's going on there. And what's going on there is some of it is due to the relationship with mycorrhizae and with the bacteria and the beneficials that are in the ground. Now, this fungi called mycorrhizae, and it has many different families, but they all do the same thing. They attach onto a root, and for what they get from the root sloughs off something, and they want that, and so they attach onto the root, and they spread out in a fan-like way to have up to 7 times more of the root action than the simple roots would by themselves. We all know that a root can only feed at the contact, at one little contact with the soil. So if you have more of these root-like hairs going off from every root, then you have, and they have the ability, by the way, to bring back the moisture, bring back the nutrients, the minerals. Some of them have the ability to break down minerals like phosphorus and add more to the plant. So what you end up with is a bigger sponge, so to speak. Everything comes back to the plant. And I can't make it any more simple, but the fact is you have to put it in the ground when you plant because it has, mycorrhizae has to, again, attach to the root. It only starts when a root touches it. So very important to put it in when you're planting. And then with ours, with Whitney Farms, we use all spore forming. And so that means they're in a form that are waiting. Some spores, as you can imagine, in forests that have fires, they can tolerate heat. They can go dormant. They can go through freezes. So spores are pretty hardy. Put them into the ground, and the root touches them, the magic happens. All nature breaks loose. And you have the opportunity to grow these plants up to what I call their genetic potential. And you get it as good and healthy as it can be.
Now, with the Whitney Farms fertilizers, you have included the mycorrhiza. And if people have, let's say, existing perennials or roses, or they've already begun to plant their vegetable or flower beds, can they take this fertilizer, work it into the soil around the plants so that the plant can get the mycorrhizae?
Yes, but, Paul, I would take a dibbler or something, poke a little hole and drop some in, because you have to get down to the root. If it stays on the surface, most mycorrhizae, in a matter of day or two, exposed to sunlight and air and the elements. This is an underground plant, this mycorrhizae. So it needs to be underground. It needs to contact the root. So what you should do on that case is do a little dibbler around them and just sprinkle some in those holes and cover them back up.
And how deep? How deep do you need to put the mycorrhizae into the ground?
Anywhere the roots are. What I do is I'll take some of the what we call planting inoculant. It's Smart Start by Whitney Farms. The Smart Start, it's organic and natural, and I'll have it in a little flat bowl or tray. I'll pour some in there, and I'll just dip the root in, and some of it will attach, you know what I mean, to the moist root ball
right.
When I'm planting. Or if I'm putting in seeds, I'll put it in the row first, sprinkle it in the row first, then put my seeds. But that's really, you know, getting it in contact is the best way to get it.
Okay. Now, if you have some plants that are lagging behind because of the weather, you can poke some holes into the ground, 2-3 inches deep, add that material to it, cover it, and then water, and then the moisture and the heat in the soil will activate these microbes to make them work and do their job?
Yes, yes. When the roots actually contact them. So that's that contact. I can't stress enough how important it is. And the roots will grow to them, by the way. How they do this, you know, we don't know all about nature and what makes it work exactly, but they find each other. Roots spread out. And they're looking for things that will help them in this relationship. And so they do find them, and they contact them, and then the mycorrhizae then lights off, as I call it. It begins like a seed at that point. But
now,
if you can't do that and you don't want to do that, we have all of our fertilizers, all of our Whitney Farms plant foods and fertilizers have the microbial package added, and that is beneficial microbes that will get down into the ground if you spread it on top and feed normally. Now, the reason that is because those beneficial microbes that are bacteria-formed, they're much, much smaller, and they'll flow through the pore spaces in the soil, just as the water. As the water goes down, it'll take them down. But with mycorrhizae, they're bigger. It'd be like having a basketball trying to go through a rabbit's hole. It's not going to work. So you want to dibble and put those mycorrhizae in there, or start with the mycorrhizae. But with our other fertilizers, you can use those, and they will give a very beneficial effect and the same sort of natural benefits that you would get without the mycorrhizae. Not quite as you know, you're not going to get the root action that you would. But you're going to get that benefit of having those beneficial microbes in the ground by spreading them on top. So if you can't, just go ahead and as you feed normally with Whitney Farms, you're going to get the benefits of the biology enhancements that we put in these plant foods.
Now, is there a website where people can go to get more information on these organic products that Whitney Farms is making with the mycorrhizae and with all the beneficial microbes? You know, because there's a lot of people now that want to do more organic type gardening, and it's, you know, companies like Whitney Farms and Scotts are beginning to realize that, and they're making products that people have had problems finding before. So where do people go to get information about the product, how it works, and where they can buy it?
I would go into WhitneyFarms.com, WhitneyFarms.com. And if they're still having trouble, go to Google and put in Whitney Farms Plant Foods.
And then there would be like a store locator for their area?
Yes, I believe it is. It's available at independent garden centers throughout the country. This is not a product that you're going to find at the big stores. This is going to be at your independent, local, independent garden centers, at people who know and recommend products on what they can do and how well they work. And that's where we have our distribution.
And I think it's a smart thing, because this is a product that if you're new to gardening or you're new to try to grow things organically and you want to work with nature, you're not going to be able to get the answers in the box stores. You need to go to your local nursery, greenhouse, garden center that do this for a living. They deal with the soil, they deal with the insects, the diseases, and they know how a plant works. The box stores, they have no idea. They were selling 2x4s last week. So if you want some help to keep your garden active and organic, go to www.whitneyfarms.com and you'll see what Fran is talking about. Mycorrhiza is incredible, and once you've used it, you will be sold like I am. When you see the results, it's incredible. Thank you, Fran.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote Potting and Planting Soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Well, good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you out there. I hope you have a great holiday. And don't forget, go to the cemeteries, get some flowers planted. If you're going to be planting at the cemetery, condition the soil, because once you leave, there's nobody that's going to take care of those plants other than you or Mother Nature. So put some compost in, blend it in real well, some soil moist granules, which will expand 200 times in the ground and act like sponges to really help to retain that soil moisture. If you can use the mycorrhizae, that will help a great deal. And there's a new liquid mycorrhizae now called Thrive. And it will do a wonderful job. So you can just water it in with your plants, and it will help to really make that root system expand in the ground. Tom, who's up next?
We have Ellen from Massachusetts with a question about her lawn.
Ellen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Couple of questions. I'm just putting my step two down today on my lawn, and
okay.
When can I, but I'm going to need to do something more for the violets and all that. How long should I wait before I do that? And my other question is, I sprayed an area yesterday with Roundup to try and kill everything in it so I can start over. And how long should I wait before I can plant in that soil?
Okay. Roundup is a non-selective weed killer. It will kill everything that it comes in contact with, but one of the great benefits of Roundup is it is a biodegradable weed killer. And in 14 days, it's gone. The sun, the microbes in the soil, and rain will destroy Roundup or Cleanup or Kills-All. They're all the same thing. Okay, so within 14 days of you applying, some of the plants, or most of them, will have died. Some of them are going to take a little bit longer, but once the product gets in the plant, it's dead. So that if you wanted to put in a brand new lawn in that area, you can use a seed slicer and you can apply grass seed. You can spread a good inch of topsoil right on top of that area and plant a brand new lawn. If it's an area that you want to grow vegetables, you can rototill it and plant directly in it after 14 days, because after 14 days, it's gone. And that's the beauty of Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills All. It's a biodegradable weed killer. Now, step two. You put down a step two, and the way that step two or a weed and feed product works is this. If you can apply it when the grass is moist, so that when you put it down with your spreader, the product that comes out of your spreader will stick to the wet foliage. Then the powder will absorb the moisture on the foliage, change from a powder product to a liquid. The liquid is now absorbed into the plant, killing the weed. So if you're going to plant when the grass is wet, morning dew, perfect. Now, you cannot have any rainfall wash the product off for at least 6 to 12 hours. And the longer, the better. So if you put down a weed feed this morning and we get showers this afternoon, it's going to wash it off. And it won't be as effective. So watch the forecast before you apply it. And if you can apply it when the foliage is wet, it will work out much better. The other thing is, the bigger the surface of the weed, the better of a job it's going to do. So if you're going to put down weed and feed, it's best if you do it before you mow. So if you mow the grass and you cut the weed down by two-thirds, you have less surface area to absorb the weed killer. So wait until the weed gets big, apply it, wait a couple of days, and then you can mow. And that will work best. Now, for weeds like ajuga, ground ivy, creeping charlie, if you can wait a week, use a liquid weed killer on it, and it will knock it down. So something like Weed Beater Ultra is very good. And the new product called Clear Choice that was developed in Canada will work wonderful. But put the weed and feed down or use two applications of a liquid. Clear Choice